This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden called into campaign headquarters that used to be his a day after he announced he would drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Biden on Monday urged staffers to embrace his vice president, Kamala Harris.
The mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning.
Biden is isolating with COVID-19 at his state of Delaware home. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris thanked President Joe Biden for his service to the country a day after Biden exited this year's presidential race, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris made her first public remarks on Monday after President Joe Biden announced he'd dropped out of the race for the White House and endorsed her as the Democratic nominee.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
Harris did not directly address her new status as the leading Democratic candidate for president, but virtually all the prominent Democrats who had been seen as potential challengers to Harris have lined up behind her. They include Governors Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Gavin Newsom of California, and Andy Beshear of Kentucky. On Monday, Harris also won the support of influential former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who played a leading role in persuading Biden to end his campaign.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle on Monday rejected bipartisan calls to resign for security failures that allowed a would-be assassin to wound Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump as she angered lawmakers by refusing to provide details about the incident. The Oversight Committee's Republican chair called on Cheadle and others did as well to step